Hey, Deej, hurry up. It's banner time.
Do not unfurl a banner without me. You know the house rules.
Believe me, we know. No banner till you see DJ Tanner.
See, everything's better when it rhymes. Now, remember, everyone, the baby came early. Stephanie and Jimmy have not had a chance to pick out the name yet, so let's not make them feel self-conscious.
Welcome home, baby to be named later.
Yeah, I kind of wish you'd given that speech before I went to the printers.
Oh, the last thing we want to do is make them feel pressured. But they better have it by 6:30 tonight before the baby naming party.
There's going to be a lot of people in this house. You know, legally, if 3 more people move in, we have to register as a commune.
Okay, I think I've got everything done. The nursery is all set. I've got my color-coded schedule for eating, sleeping, and pooping. For the baby, not for Stephanie.
Have you filled out the baby's college applications yet?
No. That's why I need a name. Look, I just want everything to be perfect and as easy as possible for Steph.
Someone's coming.
Oh, okay, everyone gather around to cheer. But not too loudly, we don't want to wake the baby.
Don't wake the baby, huh?
How's doing Uncle Jesse?
Why? We already have one of those.
That's not a baby, it's just Grandpa. What a bummer.
Really? You all realize you live here rent-free, right? Okay, what can I do to help?
Nothing. We're all set. I don't need you to do anything.
There's got to be something I can do. I mean, I'm not Joey. Can I at least meet my new grandbaby?
I'm the baby.
Yes, you are. Mm.
Dad, what's with all the bags? You're not moving in again, are you?
No, I felt so guilty that I missed the birth of the baby that I went guilt shopping. I don't even know the baby's name yet.
Oh, they haven't chosen one.
Are they going to? I mean, is this some sort of weird Gibbler thing?
Grandpa, this is all vodka, cigars, and neck pillows.
I don't know what to tell you. I just left the airport duty-free shop and took everything. I got a whole trunk load of Eternity by Calvin Klein.
I hear a car.
Everybody hide.
It's not a surprise party.
Come on, come on, come on.
Hola, Tanneritos.
You're still wearing your Hamilton dress?
Oh, sure am. Whatever you do, don't tell me how Hamilton ends. Or begins. Are the first 3 notes and then some lady screaming, my water broke.
That was you.
Pretty sure I would have remembered that. Oh. Hello, old friend.
Now that Kimberlina is no longer with child, she wants to enjoy the more dangerous things she couldn't during her pregnancy. That's why we went straight from the hospital to get gas station sushi and illegal fireworks.
Hello, wildly dangerous stairs. I've missed you most of all. Whee! It's great to be me again.
Well, that has to be them. We're running out of people.
Hey, look, I have a baby. And they even let me bring her home.
I know, and they didn't even make us take a test or anything. And I studied.
So cute.
Dad? You ready to meet your first granddaughter?
Hi. She's gorgeous. I'm Grandpa Danny. And you're...
I'm gonna need a name.
I know, we're working on it. I'm just hoping that the more time I spend with her, you know, the name will reveal itself.
Great. As long as it reveals itself by 6:30. 6:15 if you want her name on a cake.
No name, huh? Do you hippies at least have a wedding date?
Wedding date!
That would mean I proposed. I wouldn't do that without asking for Grandpa Danny's permission. That would be insanity.
Okay. You've had her long enough. Oh, Steph, remind me to teach you how to swaddle her properly.
Come here, the DJ. Hi. Oh, honey, I could hold you all night long.
I'm here for the baby. Give me the child.
Out of curiosity, before I call 911, does anyone know that woman?
Relax, Deej. That's Melissa, my doula. She's just here for a week to help me get my sea legs as a mom.
Oh, because I thought I was going to help you get your sea legs. But good for you. That's great for you. I'm sure she's very professional.
Yeah, I met her in the mud pit at Bonnaroo.
And she's excellent. She worked for Beyonce. And Jay-Z might have 99 problems, but childcare ain't one of them. It's just so great having you here. Yeah, I love my sister, but she has her own way of doing things, and I want to do this my way.
Now, let me fix what you've done.
Oh. You know, or your way, that's cool. My way's never been that great anyway. You know, as a kid, I accidentally melted my Barbie on the stovetop. Ken was not pleased, but Skipper was secretly thrilled.
Shush!
Oh, you know, we're actually going to use cloth diapers.
No, you're not.
Is there a reason for that, or?
Yes.
Wow. We are learning so much.
Yeah. You know, I gotta be honest, she was a lot more fun at Bonnaroo. Maybe that's why you don't exchange business cards in a mud pit.
Well, she must know what she's doing. She's got her hair up in a bun.
Shush! The baby needs burping.
Oh, I can do that. Pretty sure I can manage burping my own baby.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, little burp. That's all we need, yeah. Just there, we go. One. Oh, come on. Oh! Good girl, yeah.
Give her to me.
Oh. Yeah. Bye. Bye, little baby. We really need a name.
Maybe it's just me, but this doula is not what I expected.
Yeah, me either.
I totally thought she'd have a talking umbrella.
Well, I thought when we got home that, you know, we'd be able to spend some time with the baby and figure her name out. But instead, Lady Melisandre keeps taking her.
So, should we fire her?
And let DJ know I made a mistake? Are you crazy? Plus, I said all that crazy stuff about sea legs? Mm-mm.
Oh, speaking of great legs, I've got to talk to your dad about something special.
I really hope you're talking to him about our engagement and not his legs.
Why not both?
Your doula just shushed me, and I didn't even say anything. She's got her own unique style.
Yeah, so does Pennywise the clown.
What's going on? There are 35 people living in this house, so why is the High Priestess of Darkness taking care of the baby? Because, Deej, I know you, all right? Left to your own devices, you would jump into this and you don't have time. You know, not with your job and your kids and your Steve.
But I'm your sister, and I've been waiting for this baby. And in the Fuller house, family raises family.
Shush!
Did she just shush us from upstairs?
She is that good.
Hey there, Dan the Man.
Dan the Man? Wow, I haven't heard that since Little League. And it was usually followed by, Dan the Man, stop crying. Butterflies don't bite.
Need any help?
No, thanks. Apparently, this is the only thing they think I'm useful for around here.
Right, because you're old. I mean, old-timey, like the Pepperidge Farm guy or beating a wooden hoop down the street with a stick.
What's up, weirdos? Watch this. Woo! Anybody else not pregnant today?
Well, the truth is, I've been going through hot flashes and my boobs are really sore.
Kimberlina, I cannot keep up with you. You're like a race car on wheels.
I got a taste for some hard lemonade and raw chicken.
It used to be pink lemonade and raw chicken. Kimmy Gibbler's growing up.
I'm right behind you. I will not survive this day. Remember me as I was, the most beautiful boy in the world. Incoming!
Ah, to be young and in love and a Gibbler.
Aren't you all three of those things?
Hey, Grandpa, do you know where we keep the family's baby naming gown?
Yeah, I'd try the attic.
We have an attic?
Trust me, we have an attic. Just keep heading up the stairs until you hit the roof.
Ah, to be young and confused and looking for baby clothes.
What do you want?
Okay, you know I think Steph is the most incredible girl I've ever met, and with that in mind, I was hoping that...
Ow! Don't cry, Dan the Man. What did you want to ask?
Well, I think the better question would be, why are you hammering a screw?
We do have an attic. Grandpa has not completely lost it.
Found it! Aha! The baby naming gown? No, an 8-track from the band Aha! What can I say? I'm a fan of Norwegian synth pop.
What's this old thing?
Old thing? You're holding a piece of cherished family history! This is Rigby, Aunt Michelle's beloved stuffed rhino. How would you know that? We have 8 years of carefully curated home movies. It's almost like a TV show.
You know, for a family that prides itself on being normal, we have a lot of crazy stuff up here. I mean, Fred Flintstone outfit? Some portrait of Fernando? Whatever this thing is.
Wow. That's Uncle Jesse's invention. The Spray Guard 2001. You guys really have to watch these home movies. They get pretty crazy towards the end. Aunt Michelle got amnesia. You know what else is crazy? Someday that kid downstairs is gonna be up here, pawing through our junk and making fun of how weird we were. We're not weird. Oh, look! It's my King Jaguarito mask from my Mexican wrestling days. Oh, found it. I remember Tommy wearing that.
Yeah, I remember you wearing that. Apparently I wore it too.
Well, I was born born in the back of a rental car, so my baby naming gown was a floor mat.
Look at us. A couple of crazy kids eating club sandwiches in the middle of the day. With avocado.
Avocado.
Wait, you're not on eHarmony, are you? I knew I should start working out.
No, I'm watching a video feed of the doula taking care of the baby. Oh, look at her. She is totally going to use the wrong nipple.
The doula has her shirt off? There's kids in the house.
What? I'm talking about the bottles. I switched the nipples to try to trick the doula. Oh, she figured it out. Oh, she is good.
You tried to trick the doula? What's going on with you?
Nothing. I just think it's crazy that Stephanie hired a doula.
You tried to pull a sting with a rubber nipple, so not sure who the crazy one is.
I just always imagined that when Stephanie brought the baby home, I'd be the one helping her through it, not some lady she met in a mosh pit.
Well, technically, it was a mud pit. I mean, I hate her. Look, I get it. You feel displaced, but she's only here for a week. And besides, you know Stephanie. She's going to do things her own way.
Yeah, but I'm her big sister. It's my job to tell her what her way is.
Oh, hey, guys.
What are you doing with the pillow?
What pillow?
Why are you hiding your phone? Hiding? I'm not hiding. I'm calling Steve. I don't know why he's not picking up.
Steve Hale? Who's this?
We're a great team, aren't we? How much longer till we're done with this?
Oh, I think just one more screw here and...
Ta-da! No, wait! Let me turn it on. I need a win. Huh. Doesn't make me feel as important as I thought it would. You know there's other seats in the room.
I know. I have something to ask you.
Is it why am I sitting so close to Danny? Because I would like to know the answer to that as well.
You may not know this about me, but I'm a pretty old-fashioned guy, and I want to do this right.
Somehow this doesn't feel old-fashioned.
I love Stephanie, and I'd like to ask your permission to spend the rest of my life as your son-in-law. What, did I say something wrong? Did I call her Shpepany by mistake? Because sometimes I do that when I get nervous, but I do know that her name is Shpepany.
No, you big goofball. I'm laughing because I know you already asked her.
Whoa. How did you see the past? Are you the three-eyed raven?
Yes.
Really?
No. Oh. She walked into the house wearing an engagement ring.
Darn, I told her to wear mittens.
Listen, Jeremiah, Jeff Coat, Johnson, Jimmy Gibbler, I hereby give you my permission to already have asked my daughter to marry you.
Aw, thanks, Dad. Or do you prefer Dan the man?
I prefer that you just make Shpephany as happy as you always have. By the way, how much Eternity by Calvin Klein are you wearing?
All of it.
Whee! Woo! Woo! I'm not pregnant anymore!
Kimberlina, I don't want to die in a unitard!
Nobody's dying today, Fernando. Not on my watch. Oh, I haven't felt this alive in 9 months.
Oh, I think I get it. You are running, rollerblading, and dangling away from your true feelings.
No, I'm having a great time. Just enjoying my baby-free body. Nobody doting on me, giving me their seat on the bus, or stomping on my bladder.
You miss being pregnant.
I miss it so much. I miss the night sweats. I miss the revulsion at the smell of tandoori chicken. I miss the shoes that fit on one foot but not the other.
You'll always have stretch marks.
Thank you, Fernando. That's so sweet of you to say. This past year, it's just been so exciting to be a part of something bigger than myself. And now, I'm afraid my work is done and I'm not going to be needed anymore.
You're still going to be a huge part of this baby's life. I mean, it won't be like it was, but think how great it'll be watching this girl grow up, huh? And it wouldn't have been possible without you.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, funny story. My great-great-grand-cousin, Hekakiah J. Tanner, he was thrown from a moving stagecoach wearing that very gown. You could still see the hoof print on the back. You know, I really appreciate all that you're doing for me. But, I've got this baby naming thing in like half an hour, and I still don't have a name yet. You know, I thought maybe spending time with the baby would...
Shush. All done.
But I'm gonna wind up calling this baby Hekakiah! You need some help?
No, it's fine. I've got it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Let me help you with that. No, Deej, really. I said I don't need help.
No,
really.
I can.
No,
I can,
Deej, it's I fine. Can. I can do it. Deej,
Jerry.
Look what you did.
I'm sorry. I was trying to help.
Look, the last thing I need is more help, okay? I have more than enough help. I just want to do something on my own for my own baby.
What do you mean? I thought you and your doula were doing what doulas do.
That's the problem. She won't let me do anything. But you already know that, because you've been watching us on the nanny cam. That's right. I've been spying on the spy.
Well, I was just making sure that baby TBD was being cared for in the way that I would care for her. If you let me care for her, but you didn't, because you don't care. And I ate a whole club sandwich.
Well, I know why I'm upset. Why are you upset?
Because I wanted to be there for you the way that you were there for me 5 years ago. You gave up your entire life to come rescue mine. Just trying to repay the kindness.
Why'd you have to go and be so DJ? I feel awful for hiring this mean doula to shield me from your goodness.
Wait, you don't like your doula?
Oh, I hate her.
Me too. Yeah, I think I saw her bend a spoon with her mind.
You know, it's funny. I have spent my entire adult life thinking that I couldn't have children of my own. And now she's here and I just hand the baby off to the mistress of fire.
Yeah, she frightens me. Hey, we should set her up with Dad.
Oh, you know, this is just not what I expected. I feel unprepared and overwhelmed all at once. I haven't even named my baby yet.
Yeah, you should probably do that because I really need a name for the cake.
My mom instincts never kick in. I mean, it all seemed to come so naturally for you.
Oh.
What?
Oh, man, when I had Jackson, I was a disaster.
Yeah, you know, I ended up walking home with him from the hospital because I wasn't sure if the car seat was installed safely. So I walked the entire length of Golden Gate Park with a newborn through a reggae festival. Man, Jackson smelled like patchouli for a week.
Deej, that wasn't patchouli.
Look, the truth is all parents are a disaster in the beginning. Just don't measure yourself against what you think someone else did. Just be you, and I promise you, you're gonna figure it out your own way.
Thanks, Deej. I needed that. All right. Better go get rid of this doula before she ruins all the spoons.
Oh, let me. I've been daydreaming about firing her all day.
Be my guest.
Yes, I'm gonna go dump the doula. Oh, I hope she backtalks me, because I can't wait to shush her. Shush!
What did I do?
Sorry, I was just practicing.
Wow.
Hi, Dad.
How's it going down here?
Well, it's better than it was.
Yeah, I was watching you guys fight on the baby monitor, and then I come down here, and you're already made up. It's like nobody needs me anymore.
Dad? I had no idea how you were going to make this about you.
Well, it's kind of my superpower. You know, I spent all day basically feeling sorry for myself. Like I was no longer needed as a parent. But then when I saw you guys resolving your own issues, that pretty much confirmed it for me. You know, it's ironic that one of the hardest parts about being a parent is that if you're good at it, eventually you're out of a job.
Did you just call yourself a good parent?
Well, I did say it was my superpower.
Dad, I might not need you the same way I did when I was young, but I'll always need you.
Thanks, Steph. I am so proud of you.
Thanks, Dad. It's because of everything you did for me. You know? I've been a parent for 2 days, and I have no idea how you raised 3 of us. But thank you. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, by the way, I gave my blessings to your fiancé. So not only are you an amazing couple, but now you are going to be an amazing family.
Oh, crap. I totally forgot I'm getting married, too. Would now be a bad time to ask you for $50,000? See? Told you I'll always need you.
Everybody.
All right, I'd like to take a moment, if I could, to make this all about me. It was my great-great-grandcousin, Hekekiah, who said, Okay, fine, I'm going to need everybody's neck pillows back.
Well, thank you all for being here. Everyone in this room holds a special place in our hearts. But none more so than the person that we've named this baby after.
Baby Ramona. Baby Ramona. Baby Ramona.
You know, to be honest, I had no idea what this baby's name was going to be 28 minutes ago. But then I realized there's been one constant in my life. Somebody who loved me no matter what. And every day through his example, he showed me what it means to be a parent. So I'd like to introduce you to our daughter, Danielle. Or as we like to call her, Danny Tanner.
It is about me. That is so sweet. Thank you so much, honey.
Well, it's not just about you, Dad. You're not the only person in this room that I've looked up to my entire life. Our baby's middle name will be Joe. So if someone someday wants to call her DJ, there'd be no better honor.
It's about me, too.
Oh,
love you so much. I'm gonna try really hard not to cry on the baby. Do wait.
Well, save your crying. Not done passing out tears yet.
I don't think I can take anymore. I did not properly pace myself.
I bet they're gonna name me the baby's foot doctor.
Finally, there's one person here who, although not born into the family, is as much a part of it as all of you are. And without whom, this truly would not have been possible. So, our baby's godmother, it's Kimmy Gibbler.
She likes me. She really, really likes me.
Steph. Yeah.
Okay, Ramona, whisper she-wolf howl on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Ow! Kid, you and I have had some pretty special times over the last 9 months. And just because you're not going to be riding around in my belly anymore, I want you to know that that's not going to end. I will always be there for you. If you ever want to learn how to ride a unicycle, or dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire, or box a kangaroo, I'm here. And, you know, you picked a really fun place to live. There's lots of hugging and singing and dancing, and that's just at breakfast.
You guys did good.
We all did.
I don't think there'll be a baby more loved than this one.
But for the record, my baby is not boxing any kangaroos. You say that now, but you're forgetting. She is half Gibbler.